Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gyeongsu G, just making a video about Happy Are We Us Niggers So Gay. Well, let's go. Hi friends, hopefully you guys are kicking ass and doing everything possible you could do to make your life better. Me, I did well today too. Yes, this week has turned out to be very, very lucrative for me. Yeah, so I'm gonna do something artistic for you guys today. I wanna tell you a poem. Yes, I'm gonna see if I could do it in nigger ease. Can I pull it off? Well, I don't know. Let's find out, right? Yes, friends, and according to this, it comes from H. Daily Printer. Oh, okay. That's 57 High Street in St. Giles, London. So this is what people from London think niggers are. So let's see if I could do this any justice, right? Let's see if I could do, we was kanked in sheet. Anyways, let's roll. It says, happy are we, us niggas, so gay. Yes, very gay, gay. We laugh and we'll sing while the banjo does play. Ooh, banjos and bones are music so fine. We are the boys from Old Caroline. Ooh, niggas come from all kinds of places, don't they? Hark, the bones prattle. Girls, cease your prattle. Ooh, and list while the banjo I merrily play. We'll laugh and sing while the banjo does play. Yah, 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 yah! What the fuck is this shit? I don't know. This is what fucking people from London fucking believe niggers do, right? Whatever. White folks, all I claim your attention. Listen a while to what I will mention. Then you'll laugh and sing with me under the wild banana tree. What the fuck? I don't think niggers eat bananas. I know they look like monkeys. No, they like grape juice and fucking watermelon. Yes! And they don't even call it grape. They call it purple. What the fuck? Anyways, let's continue. Hark, the bones rattle. Now darkies. Ooh, I use the word darkies all the time. That and niggers too. Anywho, now darkies, all mind what I say. Tune up your music and merrily play. And you niggers, all step it lightly anyway. And you niggers, all step it lightly away while the banjo and bones cheerfully play. Hark, the bones rattle. Now, niggers, all keep your voices in tune and dance and sing by the light of the moon. And when you have done, hasten away while the banjo and bones merrily play. Hark, the battles rattle. Wowie, wow, wow. What a lovely poem about niggers. Yay! Yes, friends, poems are so beautiful and lovely. Yeah, those people from London sure know how to make them, right? Yes, fun times indeed. Hope you guys are doing awesome and kicking ass. I'm having a good time. Yeah, hope you like this little poem. Yes, do you want me to do some more poems? I got some other stuff. Oh yeah, maybe tomorrow I'll do something about Whoville. What's that you say? Well, you'll find out tomorrow. Well, friends, take care. So, I'll talk to you later. Goodbye.
I slept with one of my pastors in the 8th grade. I'm grown now. I feel like I can tell my story. Y'all my safe space anyway. But yes, Pastor Jerome, Grace of Faith Ministry, South Haven, Mississippi, circa 2012 or 2011. You know what I'm talking about. And I know you be seeing my videos because I be watching. I be seeing you in my likes over there on Instagram. Oh, and First Lady Denise, I know that y'all still together. You know you dead wrong for allowing that stuff to still go on in that church house when you caught us in the bathroom that morning when he caught himself being late to the pulpit to preach and shit. And you sat there, walked in on us, and allowed that stuff to go on and pretended that he was nowhere near the church house. And whole time, I'm in there gawking him down. That's why I always say, these churches, they'll either make you or break you. Because after all them sermons that he used to teach, because I used to listen, all them sermons he used to teach about loyalty and truth, baby, whole time, you lying to God. You lying about who you is. But y'all want to know what's so crazy? I remember the day she did catch us She caught us in the bathroom of the church and whatnot. Reminds you, this the preacher's wife. I remember like it was yesterday. I never forget what she said when she got on that mic. I heard her through the in the bathroom. She said, if you can light up God, you can light up all of us. And it sounded like she was crying. No shade. And when I say when she said that, it sounded like you could hear a pin hit the floor. No shade. And little do she know, that wasn't even the first time. That shit had been going on. I'm talking outside of church, not during church. That was the only time, because he was so like eager to get off his frustrations inside of his mouth. No shade.